everybody. How are you doing on this fine Sunday evening? I had to think about what day of the week it was. I almost said Saturday. Because Saturday was such a good night. Saturday was so much fun that all day I was a little froggy. I was a little, sounded like I had a cold or something. Like I'm losing my voice because that was such a fun night. But we're going to have a fun night here, reminiscing about Saturday, talking a little bit about Thursday, and anything else you guys want to talk about in the chat. But as always, I don't do this alone. I do this with a balding man with square glasses. Everybody say hi to Uncle Ed. Ed, how you doing?
How's it going, boys and girls? Here we are one more day, talking football, and we are, wow, man, we couldn't have happened to a better, team to get destroyed by Inter Miami. We'll hit that in a little bit, but yeah, excited, Peter Brown. We're just, is this the true team that we have, or is this just...
I don't know. I want to get into it because I've also seen some comments online. I saw some Louis Rodriguez comments online. Guys saw some, things that I want to like maybe pump your brakes a little bit, but in my opinion on certain things, but lots to talk about there, lots of fun. Just if, at the very least, take tonight to celebrate a nice victory. But as always, we first want to start off with saying thank you to our sponsors, and let's start off by saying thank you to Caneswear. Caneswear is the local messy store. If you haven't seen that video, go check it out. It's doing really, really well right now on the channel. So it shows you the inside of Caneswear. And so if you want to get 10% off, I have confirmed. Hopefully it works. FMTV10, that is working to save 10%. I know one of you, it did not work, but I hope we have rectified that issue. And so, but go to Caneswear. Best prices in town for all your Inter Miami gear. And...
Peter Brown, the goat of all realtors, Mia Rodriguez. She speaks three languages. I think I've said that so many times that, even you believe me. But, yeah, you want to invest in South Florida, you got to do it with Mia Rodriguez because she's the goat. The goat of all realtors in South Florida, and she's on TV, Peter Brown. She's famous. So, if you guys want to be on the American Dream, contact her. Go to her website. I believe it's MiaRodriguezRealtor.com. Get in contact with her, give her a call, and join her on her TV program.
All right. And our most recent sponsor, Hands-On Builders. Hands-On Builders are the guys, the people you want to talk to if you want a custom home. Are you looking for, you got a plot of land or something like that and you want to build a home? These are the people to talk to. If you have some renovations in your home, give them a call. They could do that as well. We talked to them last week, and they were even telling us they'll hang a door. Don't call them just for a door, but call them. These are the people to talk to. Phone numbers on the screen as well. Hobforyou.com, 833-267-8305. Ed, also, if you want to leave a voicemail, call 786-474-4435. We've got one voicemail already.
The messiest talk on earth.
That's it. The messiest talk on earth. Somebody liked that on the card. We're both sporting. Oh, I forgot what time it was.
Doña use Messi hooking us up. Any similarities to the player Messi is purely coincidental. One of these days we're going to have her on the show so you guys can meet her.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
You mix a hell of a coffee, I'll tell you.
There you go. We need to get you a Football Miami TV coffee mug so when she hands it to you, it's a proper branding.
There you go. And that's something we got to, get some people to get on our store.
It's in there. Store. It's in there. Oh, it's in there. Yeah, it's in there. Go to our store. You just got to go there, Ed.
FootballMiamiTV.com. Is that what it is?
Yeah, just go to FootballMiamiTV.com, and there's a link for the store. There's stuff in there. Nobody really goes there, but it's there.
We're going to get a shirt that says whatever.
I got to listen back. So people in the chat, do you recall this? I barely recall doing this. And Ed... And Roberto, who helps out on the Spanish channel as well, Southern Legion member, making a big deal about me telling Marco, whatever. I barely remember doing it. Now, at the game. We had some fun with it. You know, apparently he wanted to talk tactics or something. And I was like, nah, whatever. I don't recall. I mean, maybe something in real quick passing, although that is pass, quick passing. I don't know. I don't think it was as big a deal as you guys seem to be making it, but I wonder if people in the chat remember that.
The Spanish show that we do on Mondays, by the way, at 8:30 p.m. on the dot now because of you, be on time. People were talking about it. They're like, oh, man, the way Peter just blew him off. He was starting to talk tactics, and he didn't, you know. He just like shot him down like that. I was like, ooh, I got to go back and check that out. I never did, by the way. But
I want to say hi to everybody in the chat, but I am seeing it. Kata is said, yeah, I remember you brushed him off, gringo. Like he just shut down a bit. Now, if he shut down, that's on him. Because Ed did prep Marco that saying, look, Peter might say something just to kind of get you ruffle your feathers. I might argue with him. I didn't really, but there's always a possibility that I'll just take the opposite angle just to have fun. And you had prepped him, so don't get pissed off by anything I say, because sometimes I think something's funny and nobody else does.
Yeah. So
Tank says he remembers it, but it was like a joke. So anyways, all right, let's say hello to everybody in the chat. Are you prepared for that, Ed?
Got again, Peter.
But I had a feeling. All right, let's start off with the first person I see in the chat, and I think he was the first person we saw in the stadium as well, and that is B King. We saw B King at the stadium yesterday. He was slumming over on the east side with us for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. He's hanging out in the hood looking for the riffraff. And you know, that's where we are.
We're the riffraff.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Internet potster Louis Rodriguez is here.
A pity in Ed.
One world, one goal. Damian Guzman asking why we traded Yedlin. Well, let's get to that in a few minutes. I already mentioned Kata in here. Sports Shorts, welcome. And Jose Velasquez is here. Pablo Golasso, welcome. Right. Jet Pancake, this is a name I haven't seen in a while.
Hey, Mr. Pancake.
Eric Thomas from New Jersey.
Jersey, one of the Jersey
guys. This guy we ran into, and he treated us to a nice tasty beverage, Mike V. It's a pleasure putting a face to the name. Thank you for the beverage. Good guy. Troy is here as well. WrestleMedia US.
Wow.
Going to put the smackdown on somebody.
Yep. Orlando got cooked.
Vidal Paulo Vigilio from Angola. Wow.
Man.
Steve Munoz is here as well. And I may go through some of these back again.
I like Steve. Steve's on. He's Mr. Cafecito on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I follow him, putting fun stuff up, man.
Marvin Mieles is here as well.
What's up?
All right. So let's get into it. Also, I want to say something up front before we get too far. See these shirts. The shirts that Ed and I are twinsies today. So I've got another one right here. Got another one. I'm going to give this away. I'm going to give it away to somebody who is one of our Patreon subscribers. So if you don't know what that is, this Patreon is just a way for you to support the show. So you can go to patreon.com at footballmiamitv. You don't have to. I'm just saying we want to reward those people that have contributed to the show. So I'm going to give one of these away to one of our Patreon users. You could join Patreon on that link, patreon.com/footballmiamitv for $5. $5 a month, that's it. Even if you just did for 1 month and you just became a Patreon member for 1 month, I'm including you. Yeah. And I'm also going to give away from the first game one of these towels. The home opener towel.
Nice.
So I'm going to two different people. I'm not going to give it the same to one person. But so we're going to I'll mail it out. We'll pay for the mailing or whatever, or hook up with you, however we want to do it. But, you know, just a little something extra for those people that have gone above and beyond. Kata is saying, what about channel member? Well, we appreciate you too. But for this, I just want to reward the people that, you know, like I said, have gone above and beyond, and we appreciate. And we just want to show that we appreciate them.
And my kidney thanks you guys for joining Patreon, because every little contribution helps for me to keep my kidneys, because I need them. I like drinking my beer, and, you know, and that's, you know, that's my filter right there. You know, if
right,
I only
right.
have one, I'm going to work harder, and, you know, I just I don't want to lose my kidney, but I might still have to do it, because, you know, it's hard to pay off all these, you know, payments for season tickets nowadays.
Yeah, and complete selfishly, full transparency, do I do this to help promote the Patreon thing? Of course! But it just, it goes hand in hand. Anyways, so what do you want to talk about, guys?
What is there not to talk about, Peter Brown? We won 5-0. We slammed those Mickey Mouse Club. Mickey Mouse Club in your face.
I always question that terminology, the Mickey Mouse Club.
Because you love Mickey.
Because, Mickey. So what you're saying is, they're one of the most successful clubs in the world, because you're comparing them to one of the most successful brand icons in the world. Is that what you're trying to say, Ed?
No, a Mickey Mouse Club, because they're not really, you know, they want to be
Mickey
us.
Mickey Mouse is an icon.
Their stadium's named after us.
Well, that is true. But I just feel that there should be a more derogatory name for the team other than Mickey Mouse. Because to me, calling something Mickey Mouse is a compliment.
Gotcha. Because you're a Mickey Mouse fan. All right, give me another name.
I don't know. I was looking for a Mickey Mouse. I have one somewhere.
Got tons of Mickey Mouse memorabilia.
I don't know. I don't have a name. Here, Tank says, oops, where'd it go? Tank says, Orlando City is about to get canceled like Disney. Hey, go to Disney World. They ain't canceled. They may be battling the governor, but they're not canceled. They're busy as hell.
Yeah. Just move somewhere else.
But anyways, all right. Let's get to the, so Ed, here's like some of the conversations I saw in the chat about our guy here, Suarez. You know, I saw some people like Luis Rodriguez basically saying, calling out, where's all the haters? Where are you at? Right? Everybody that was complaining about Suarez, where are you at now? And that's where I would say, pump your brakes a little bit.
I'm one of them. And I got to apologize to Julio Caballero, because he said he's going to score a hat trick in this last game. He almost did.
Yeah. Yeah. He almost did. Now people are trying to teach me what Mickey Mouse really means, as if I don't know. In the chat. I'm a Disney lover. That's all. Here, like Steve Munoz, Peter, that's not the comparison. Mickey Mouse expression means plastic cheap or something that can't be taken serious. Steve, I get the comparison, but I like Disney, and I don't think it's a diss. That's all.
Steve, the closet Orlando fan. That's what I'm.
No, there's not that. I do like. Technically, Disney World is not in Orlando. Just saying. Disney is in Kissimmee.
Right.
It is not in Orlando.
So you're trying to say it's like Fort Lauderdale, but it's closer though, right?
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot closer.
Kind of like Hialeah.
It's really close. It's really close. But anyways, everybody's like, shut up, you know, the people that were complaining about Suarez and all that. I here's the thing. I say pump your brakes a little bit because anybody that had any concerns about Suarez, you should still have those concerns. Those knees, who knows how long? Could he have a year like he did in Brazil? Maybe. Or was the Brazil year his last good year and he's just going to have an occasional good game? I don't know. And time will tell. I just say, let's not get overexcited. It was a great, it's what we were promised when we got Suarez. And our friend Julio just kept telling us, he starts slow. He's a slow starter. Give him time. He starts slow. And I'm like, well, you know, hurry up already. He hasn't done anything yet. Well, he did.
Slow.
2 goals and 2 assists.
And did you see him, the way he walked? I think Marco sent me a video of how he hobbles. Walked. Just, you know, give the guy a stroller or something, you know?
Yeah.
It looks like he's having difficulty walking. But the dude can score, man.
And I never questioned that. And I think anybody that I don't think any of the detractors ever said, well, I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know what everybody said. But my opinion is I don't think people are saying he's not good, he can't score. It's just is he healthy enough? Should we be investing in such old players? Now, granted, he wasn't a DP. We didn't invest that heavily, right?
Right.
So
he came because he wanted to play with Messi. So we didn't pay that much. I'm sure he's getting, you know, top of the line money anyway. Yeah.
Steve Munoz back in here says his knee seemed fine when he was jumping around the club last night. Yeah, where was it? So there's a video of them jumping around a club. I assume they went to the club because I saw this on Twitter or something. There was a young Argentinian DJ. I had to Google him, figure out. I forgot his name already. But some young Argentinian DJ that was at the game last night. And then, you know, he got the special hug from Messi and all that stuff. So I'm assuming maybe he went to a club, DJed, and the guys all went to that said club. I'm curious, what club was that? Did you see the video, Ed?
I didn't see it. Well, I think I did see something, but I have no idea who the guy was. You know, they made a big deal out of him, but... yeah, apparently they went to a club. I don't know exactly where, but if anybody's got more info.
I'm curious where it was. Did they drive down to Miami or is that a Fort Lauderdale club? I mean, it makes sense that'd be Fort Lauderdale just because, you know, after the game is close. There's some place that's close by, but Louis Rodriguez, regardless of Suarez walking funny, that's his poster look, but in the field he's a dangerous player. Yeah, I don't think anybody questions whether he's dangerous. It's just whether or not he can sustain that for a long period of time. So I think we could get excited for the one game, but I also saw people saying, you know, here come the championships after one game. It was a great game. It was surprised me. We talked before the match, Ed. We talked that and you were asking me like what I thought the score would be. And I said 1-1 because Orlando was good last year and everybody keeps saying that they've just gotten better this year. And so I was expecting it to be a very close game.
I think what happens is that Orlando still hasn't meshed together. They've got brand new players and stuff. So I think they'll just get better as the year goes on, but they were just not ready for our players. I think, it's one of those games where everything just worked for us. Everything clicked. That's the way we want every game to go. But for now, I'm happy that they clicked. And they know they can do it. So their confidence must be way up. They need it for the next game. I mean, Nashville's no pushover. And I was surprised that Messi played the whole game. But I heard the interview with Tata. And Tata was saying, hey, I looked over to him. I asked him if he wanted to get out. And he said no. So, you know, he does whatever.
We all know Messi's the boss.
He loves to play. And that's one of the things that I love about him is that, you know, he likes being out there. And, you know, if he's healthy, he's gonna play. So
I was shocked. I even sent you guys a message before the game wondering maybe could Messi, Suarez, at least, and Busquets at least, because out of the four, Alba seems the one that can go. You know, he's the one that seems the healthiest. But I question, would those three play? Would they start at the very least, maybe even sit the whole game? Because this club has said they are prioritizing the Champions Cup, which is Thursday. And so, you know, if you're prioritizing that, you want those players super healthy. I thought they might rest. Now, I've heard they're likely to rest the next MLS game, which I think is like Sunday, I think. I don't have the schedule in front of me. But,
Sunday?
I don't have the schedule in front of me. But I can. Mm-hmm.
Let us know, guys, in chat.
Well, talk to the people.
Old. Yeah, we're old, so we forget things.
Just talk to the people, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking to the people, Ed.
Let me make a here. I don't know if you guys saw the vlog, but I had, you know, I went crazy on the vlog. It was 45 minutes long. You know, all the goals are on there, guys. So go check it out if you didn't get to go to the game, or maybe you could see yourself there. I mean, I filmed a lot of the, you know, outside and inside of the stadium. So it was a lot of fun filming, and Peter showed up too.
Yeah. Sunday. It's against Montreal on Sunday. On the 10th.
Bless me.
Yeah. And just as I find it, Baldwin comes up at the same time. There is a delay. He was probably faster than me. But the 10th. I also, you know, I saw that it was a 10th, and I had to look, what's the 10th? And what time is that game? That game is at 5 p.m. So it's going to interrupt us doing this show next week. Maybe we can do the show, or at least I could do the show. Depends. Maybe Ed could do it here too. Maybe we could do the show after the game, which would probably be like 8:30 or 9 o'clock by the time we get out of the stadium to the house and all that stuff. But that would definitely interfere with us doing our live Sunday. But you know, we could think about that. But yeah, so
Peter, so I can, you know, you got extra cameras, and how's that going to work?
We can figure it out, Ed. We can figure it out. You've sat next to me and done a show once before.
Oh, I did? Dude, that's how old I am. I forget things.
Yeah, we did it once together here. And so we could, it could be figured out. So.
Oh, now I remember. Yeah, you had a barbecue.
Right. Hey, and lately you've been parking at the Brown lot, which is here at the Peter Brown house is commonly referred to as the Brown lot. And, you know, it's so, you know, potentially it's possible that we could do a quick post game here. But it would have to wait until, like, it would not be at a definite set time because we have to travel and get out of the traffic and all that stuff. Anyways.
Getting out. Yesterday sucked.
Yeah, yesterday was tough. All right, so Suarez had a great game. 2 goals, 2 assists. Can he do it again on Thursday? Because, you know, Thursday we were playing in a tough game. But speaking of Thursday, and I wanted to bring this up because I did see Louis talking about it. But possibility talk is that Redondo could play for Inter Miami on Thursday in the Champions Cup. So I question that, though. I mean, does he come off the bench? Here's the thing. It's an important match. Now, it's a home and away. So we have we're playing Nashville in their home, and then we'll play again here in a couple weeks, I think. He's brand new to the team, so that doesn't necessarily have a lot of chemistry. Granted, they're practicing, but he doesn't have a ton of chemistry to the team, and the team seemed, as of at least on the Orlando game, the chemistry was great. They didn't have as many giveaways. It was a lot better. Do you introduce a brand new player in an important tournament, or do you just, maybe you bring him in off the bench when you feel like somebody needs a rest? How do you introduce this player?
Off the bench, definitely. He's not going to start. I think we know that.
Tank agrees with you. He probably will get his feet wet. If not, he may start. He thinks he's that good. I just wonder about, and I'm not questioning his talent. It's just the chemistry. Because that, no matter how good you are, it does take time.
I'd hold him. I'd just put him on for a few minutes, get his feet wet, like he says, and
And, you know, maybe the next game where they should rest all the players, you know, Messi and company, you know, put in Redondo instead of, I think he plays Busquets' position. Right. Let him do that. And, you know, but I wanted to talk to you, you know, about, you know, Redondo's a great guy to bring in, but we're losing a big-time player, U.S. national team. Yedlin, he's out. What are your thoughts on that, Peter?
I'm not so. I saw there was some conversation in the chat, with some opinions in the chat, and I'm torn, I guess. I like Yedlin. I hear people say, "Oh, he doesn't run anymore. He can't run." I don't buy that. I think he shows more hustle than most players. Has there been a drop off from, say, middle of last year to this year? You know, he was better in his first year with the team for sure. Is there a drop off? Yes. He's starting to make a lot of like the giveaways. You know, we have a giveaway problem. You know, we're giving away a shirt. So does the team. The team gives the ball away way too much. Yedlin's part of that problem, but he's still a really good player. And so, but he has plenty of detractors. And so, you know, but yet there's like someone like Damien in here is saying, why we trade Yedlin for cap reasons or something else? So,
something else, I think, Peter Brown, I think there's a player coming.
Yeah, I don't think it's cap reasons because the cap, we had to get under the cap before the season started by the Tuesday before this last week, you know, when the Wednesday game. So the Tuesday, they had to get under the cap by then. So they got there. So it's not for cap reasons, but he does cost us.
And here's Peter with the statistics.
His guaranteed compensation, according to the MLS Players Association, is $873,750. So right around $874,000. So he's making, you know, $874,000. You're freeing up a lot of money. I know I saw that Michelle Kaufman from the Miami Herald said that freed up like 600 and something thousand. I don't know where she got that number from. Because she may be right. I mean, she's a reputable reporter. We love her. But, you know, according to the MLS Players Association, which is my source, he's making 873,000. Now, I am curious. Let me type in another name of the player that I think replaces him. The rumor is...
We also got Orgam, one of those. We got like 100 and something thousand.
172,000, which everybody is like, that's a weird number. it's a weird number. The question, I know some people are saying, you know, why so little for Yedlin? And to me, I just say that's what the market value is probably. I got a feeling they've been shopping Yedlin from the get-go. I think they would have liked to have already gotten rid of him and brought in his replacement already. I don't think they want to do this once a season has already started. I think they've been trying to shop him, and this is what they could get. This is the best offer. 172, not 175. 172.
Now he said, you know, let's hold off and let's see what happens. These guys might be a little desperate. And I think it worked out. They played their cards and they got him for cheaper.
And he would be going to, I forgot, where is he going to? But Eastern Conference?
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I believe it's Cincinnati that he's going
to. Oh, that's it. That's it. The rich get richer type of thing. You know, Cincinnati is very good. Supporters Cup. So, but a lot of people just aren't a big fan of Yedlin. So who do you like? Well, right now, you get rid of Yedlin. We don't have a new player yet, right? We don't have anybody. The popular opinion is this guy falls in his place. Julian Gressel goes to right back. Now everybody's like, he could play right back. Tata feels that central mid is his best position, and it's almost like a shame that you're now going to make him go play in the back. After his best game of the year, contributing to the offense, he looked good in against Orlando, and now you're saying go to the back.
Go to the back. The thing, yeah, that's the problem of being a player that can play many positions.
He's like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, that's basically what he is. And so he's going to use him probably in the back. You know, in a few games before this last one, where everybody basically played perfect, him and Yedlin were kind of like, you know,
getting each other's like way.
Pose. Yeah, exactly. They were getting on in each other's way, and it's funny that the last game they weren't. Everybody played well, and he was kind of more towards the center, and he still did some good cross to Suarez, where Suarez scored the first goal. That was incredible. He had a couple of assists, and now you're right. Now, you know, after he did so well offensively, now he might have to play in the back.
Yeah, but he is the popular opinion, and I know he can play that position. Baldwin feels that Gressel isn't very good at right back. He disagrees. Don Bear, Marco, Gressel will have more free space to play now that Yedlin leaves. So this also could mean that they now move to three in the back, which is Tata's preferred, formation. That's possible. But the other possibility that we keep hearing about that they want to bring in is this guy. Escobar. What is his? Franco Escobar, right?
I think the only complaint with him was that he gets injured a lot.
Okay. Now, he makes sense in that he's a Newell's old boy. So he's got connections with that, you know, team that.
Oh boy, I like that one.
What? Mm-hmm.
He's Newell's old boy. That's good.
Newell's old boy. I don't know how to say it. I mean, isn't that the name? Newell's old boy?
Yeah, just sounded funny the way you said it.
Newell's old boy. But anyways, he's also played with Tata in Atlanta. So there's a connection there. I think he played for LA as well. Mike V jumping in saying Escobar has been hurt 2.5 out of the last 4 years.
That's a problem.
So one positive is, so I was looking up his salary. So I said salary for Yedlin was 874, I think I said. This guy's guaranteed compensation is 524,000. So we're saving 300,000 right there, bringing him in.
That's good. I think they're also thinking about the future, Peter. They might probably want to bring something in during the summer. So, you know, I guess we're going to find out.
Free up some extra space.
They must have some ideas, of what's... they probably want to do a couple of changes in mid-season. So we'll see what they're cooking.
Yeah.
Let's see if,
I honestly don't know... Yeah, I don't know a lot about this player other than what I Googled on him. You know, I never really paid attention to Houston. So, but Tata knows him Louis is saying. Tata knows him well. So he knows what he's getting there. This would be one of those Tata picks.
Well, let's keep talking about the back line. What do you think about Freire?
I think I didn't pull a picture for him, but I think he had a great game. We were concerned because we kept hearing that he's slow. That's what we kept hearing, is that he was slow. But then again, if you want to compare the person that he replaced, you know, our old Ukrainian is slow as well. Kristoff is pretty slow too. So I don't know. I think Freire had a really good game. I thought his positioning was great. He did sometimes just enough, right? He would just get his tip of his toe on something. He did just enough, I thought.
They were able to shut down everything that Orlando had, which I think was wonderful. Freire, it was a good showing for him. I was worried too, because remember, also said he saw him. He played for Liga de Quito in Ecuador. So I was worried as well, because he said he was slower than molasses in June. But it worked out in this game. Hopefully it keeps on going. That adds pressure to Kristoff, because Kristoff was the starter, and now he might not be the starter. So, you know, a good competition, I think, is positive for us. Make him play that much better.
Yeah, I was impressed with
Freddie. Avilés also had a decent day. He was all over the place. Got hurt towards the end. Hopefully it wasn't, you know, anything bad, but he did look a little bit better. He was quick. Didn't lose that many balls, and you know, hopefully he's starting to get back into it, man. I'm hoping.
Yeah, Don Baer saying good timing and positioning on Friday. I don't know if I'm saying it right. I'm doing my best.
And guys, underneath, yeah, please join us at Football Miami TV ES. Subscribe now. All your Spanish, that's your Spanish show tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. on the dot. Peter has been pressuring Marco and I to be on time. 8:30 p.m. on the dot. So we're going to.
I think it helps. I think it helps when people can set their clock.
If not, he's going to say whatever, you know, again.
Apparently, that's my catchphrase now. I got to go back and watch the show. I haven't watched it. I don't usually watch our show because, I mean, I was part of it. Right. Sometimes I'll watch a few minutes just to make sure the audio sounded good, but that was it.
Yeah.
So I keep seeing in the chat, I haven't put any of it up, but I keep seeing in the chat that Eric Thomas is you know, yelling about, and he's right that as far as trading Yedlin, why trade him to an Eastern Conference team? We seem to do that. We have traded, you know, two players to Montreal in the past. Now it's one to Cincinnati. I'm trying to think. Where did we didn't trade him, but there was one other player I think we sent to the East. Anyways, here we go. Cotto saying Morgan. That's not who I was thinking about, but Morgan scored a goal this weekend. Wow. Morgan has been really struggling with some injuries, but Lewis Morgan definitely scored a goal this weekend. I saw the replay on that. I was watching MLS 360 on that one.
Hated losing him.
Anyways, but the point is valid in that why do we send so many players to the East Coast against people? Oh, yep, here. People are thinking of even more than I remember. Carranza to Philly, you know, Pellegrini to New York City. Now, some of these we had to just get rid of because we cheated and we got caught. But we do have none of these examples are going to the West. So, right. You know, we're going to be twice a year competing against these, our former players that seem to know us well. And just doesn't seem to be the best business move.
Also, Montreal got, what's his name? Our forward, forgot his name. The Venezuelan guy. Martinez.
Oh, yeah. Joseph Martinez is who I was trying to remember. Yeah. Baldwin's on top of it. Baldwin. McCoon to the Charlotte and then the Revs. I didn't know he was with the Revs.
Didn't he go to, I think they sent him back to Colombia. I think he's with the Millonarios. Unless Millonarios. No.
Yeah. So we do. I guess at this point, though, It's the teams that are interested in giving you the most money, right? I think that's simple as that. You know, they're just looking at who's offering the most. What can we get? We won't worry about playing against them because we're going to make the best team in the world, and we only care about us. I mean, that's probably their mentality. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Good point, Jason. Yeah. Jason L. saying the only person we sent west was John McCarthy to L.A. and now back to L.A. Here's a player that changed teams but didn't have to move. He went from LAFC to L.A. Galaxy. He's lucky. He didn't have to relocate.
That's what they're saying about Vela, too. He might go to another Californian team. He's been rumored to go to San Jose. He was rumored to go to Galaxy, so he's staying in the west, man.
Yeah. Tony Axe saying, we didn't trade Joseph. His contract expired. I know, but the point is still there. He ended up in the East. I know. That wasn't our fault. But, here's another West Coast one. Miller to Portland to Phil Neville's team. We traded Phil Neville. I know we didn't trade him either. But
Well, what about his son? Remember I was asking you in the game, what happened to Harry?
Harvey? I don't know where Harvey is, I think, in limbo. I think Harvey's in limbo. He's not dressing. You don't see him listed as one of the players. So he's not listed as an Inter Miami player, and I don't think he's listed. He hasn't officially been traded, sold, whatever you want to call it, to
anybody
to Portland. Here, Gus says, "That's so American. Who cares where he goes? It should go to the team that pays the most," which is what I think they did. But Gus, when someone says something like that, "That's so American," I know that's an insult. You're trying to insult us. You're trying to insult me. I'm proud American. I have no problem with being so American. I'm good with that.
I am still American.
You watch no insult that- here. I'm a proud American. And even when people say Americans don't know football, whatever.
Man, statistics.
Whatever.
There you go.
I did it for you, Ed, and you didn't even catch it. I had to say it twice.
Yeah, no. We're overdoing the whatevers. But
BJam says Harvey went to a USL team.
Oh, he did.
They didn't. Here's the thing, that the team didn't announce it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, because he needs to have, I think, playing time.
Oh, yeah, and, I would agree.
He wasn't having it here. Now, I think he should have gone the way of Romeo Beckham.
So, according to this, as of 2023, he was loaned to Loudoun United, but nothing for 2024, and he only had 7 appearances. So, that was last year. This is, of course, Wikipedia, and we all know you can 1,000% trust Wikipedia. Wikipedia is never wrong. It is the trusted source on the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sarcasm, folks.
No, we.
I don't want people basically to now start correcting me that Wikipedia is wrong all the time, because I know.
But no, so let's talk about a little bit more about Messi. You know, he played the whole game. Great game as well. I thought for sure Suarez was going to overshadow him, scoring 2 goals, having 2 assists. But Messi scored 2 goals as well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, one of them he just kind of bumped in there, just basically. But, he's in the right place. So he did what he had to do.
Pulled him back. He wasn't able to kick it, but it didn't matter because he didn't have enough momentum to get in there.
Yeah.
I like how the defender fell down and almost took the whole goal down with him. That was awesome. But we still scored, and that was a great goal.
Yeah, it was. Hey,
and then he headed the ball for his second goal.
Oh yeah, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. You don't see him scoring a lot of headers, right? I mean, at least I haven't. But that was beautiful.
Yeah, you don't expect that from him, but yeah, that was awesome. The guy's just all around awesome.
Yeah, everybody had a great game. They were having fun out there, and one of the fun things also was that. The Orlando team might have given up a little bit, but so did their fans. They left early. They were like, you know what? Let's get back on the bus. Let's head north. They were by the time the game was already was over, they were already probably in West Palm Beach on the turnpike.
They disappeared, and I mentioned it to you. I think Peter's were like in the middle of, I think it was the second half. They were already gone, man. They were just like, after the fifth goal, they just said, okay, let's get out of here.
Yep. And there were fewer Orlando fans than in previous years, and I'm sure that has to do with ticket prices. So, anyways, let's pause on this. I feel like we're starting to just kind of, I don't know. We need something fresh. So let's go and listen to.
It's time for your voicemail.
Hello.
All right, here we go, Ed.
Peter Brown, Uncle Ed, this is Pablo from Arizona. Wanted to check in with you guys.
Been a while.
It's been a great week, as a Galaxy fan, it was great to see Miami out in LA this past weekend, last weekend I should say. It brought back a lot of great memories of seeing Beckham out there when I was living out in Cali, and I haven't seen our stadium buzzing like that in a very long time. And so it's been a great week for me to kind of reminisce on the glory days a little bit. Happy for you guys. You guys completely cooked Orlando like an asado on a Saturday afternoon. Treat to watch. As an Argentine, of course, I keep tabs on Miami, Messi. Just want to say that, it's been a great week. I'm feeling good. I hope you guys are feeling good, and hope you guys are having a great time out there. Your content is fantastic. Keep that up, and here's to a good week. Cheers.
All right. Yeah, it's been a while since we heard from Pablo. He's called in the past from Arizona. So yeah, just good to hear somebody new. Kata in the chat asking me, because he likes my shopping videos. Kata says, Peter, in your Caneswear vid, was that friend or us really just you? LOL. Meaning, I guess, was I buying something for myself or was I buying? No, that was a real birthday. I was the very next day, it was our friend Julio's birthday. And I was buying him a birthday present. And, you know, that's why, you know, the video came out after I had already given him the present. And I told him, I said, have you watched the video yet? And he's like, no. I said, well, because in there, you're going to see that I was maybe being a little cheap in that I didn't want to spend $130 on a jersey for you. Instead, I bought him a few other things. But
yeah. You went quantity rather than quality.
Yeah, and he agreed. He's like, yeah, you know, yeah, that's too much. You don't love me that much. And I'm like, well, that's true.
But some cool stuff, man.
Yeah. It was like a mixture of cool things, you know, bottle opener, stuff like that. And I've got that bottle opener myself. And every time I use it, somebody comments about it like, oh, that's cool. So I figured that'd be a fun gift. So,
yeah.
But, okay, so, Ed, changing subjects. Let's bring this up. Not Tim. Let's bring this up. I wanted to just talk about this a little bit because this was brought to my attention. Now, just so we're not hashing the same topic over and over again, just changes topic a little bit. There was a questionnaire, a survey is the right word, that went out to season ticket holders. As you guys that follow this know, I do not get those emails, neither does Uncle Ed. You used to get them, right? And at some point that changed.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but now I'm not getting anything. I still haven't gotten my season pass that we had to pay for this month. Hopefully before the month is over, they'll give us our free MLS season pass.
We're still, me and Ed are still in the same boat. We don't have MLS season pass. We're had to pay for it. The only reason I haven't made that video where I'm yelling and screaming that Inter Miami doesn't care is because my ticket rep and then your ticket rep individually, separately, they're different reps, have reached out to us and are trying to help us. They're putting in a small effort. I don't know how small or how big. It feels like a small effort, but yeah. They are putting in an effort.
It was going to be only like 24 hours or so.
Yeah. I still haven't. Yeah. oh, look, we're not the only ones. Tank says, and Tanks, I think, he's a ticket holder. He says, I just paid for it. Inter-Miami reps suck. And that's the thing that bugs me is that it's something we're owed and that we didn't get. So things that you're already not getting. And there's a number of things that just did not happen that are part of your season ticket package. But now on top of that, when you move to Miami Freedom Park in Miami, where they're building the stadium, they want to raise prices dramatically. And that's basically what the survey was for. And this image is thanks to World Soccer Talk. The gaffer, Christopher Harris, reached out to me and said, hey, I thought you guys should talk about this. And he sent it to me because he's like, I just realized you don't get the emails. So this image, what it reflects is everything in white is VIP. They want to make about 50% of the stadium VIP/club type scenario.
Wow.
And so my first reaction with this, and I'm curious to hear people's reaction in the chat. I know you guys in the chat are still talking about the game, but I'm curious about your reaction in here. So my first reaction is that's putting it in the current scenario, the current layout of our current stadium, right? So that would be basically equivalent to the West. And me and Ed sit on the East. And on the West, in my eyes, most of the West is already club. Now, I don't know how much is club or not, but it feels unreachable because it's more expensive than I want to pay.
Yeah.
But I assume that they're talking about raising it much more dramatic. So much so, here's I'm going to find... So the The club lounge seats. So this is they say that this is for research purposes only. The club seats would include club seating, group seating, and suites. Entire length of the soccer sideline would be reserved exclusively for premium seats that are going to range club lounge. So we've sat in the club area, Ed. Those club seats would range anywhere from the low end to $6,400 for one ticket up to $23,150 for one ticket. $23,000 for one ticket to sit in the club.
Wow. Do you get a free massage with that?
So everything here. So Peter Baldwin is asking me to talk about the colors. Everything in the white, the black and white sections. That's all the premium seating. So everything in those black and white. So part of me says doesn't really bother me that much because, you know, I'm not sitting over there anyway. But in my opinion, and I think there's proof of that, it's the whole, like I told you, the whole Reagan economics. Remember the trickle-down theory? Those of you that are old enough, the trickle-down theory? The seats that Ed and I would sit in today would be something like, I think, in this yellow section. This darker yellow is kind of where we would currently be sitting, right?
Nosebleed-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, we realized Mike V sits 33 rows better than us, right? 31 rows better than us. we actually sit high mainly because in the first season, we wanted 7 seats in a row, and that's where we could get them. Because I actually had my seat a little bit lower, and it was the same price. I moved up just because we wanted 7 seats in a row, and now we're down to only using 4. But
yeah, those were the good old days. Now we're right. Down to 4.
But the problem is those seats over in the yellow now, because everything else is so much more expensive, you know, everything else is going to trickle down and be so much more expensive. I am curious what like the supporter section will become, what kind of pricing. But it does in the article, it also continues saying that so anywhere that is colored, all the colored seats, let me see, for reserved seating and reserve seating options looks like, yeah. So everything that is in a color is reserved. All reserve seating ticket ranges would be the lowest $1,000 for the season up to $3,875. These are not concrete numbers. This is them playing around. And in the survey, now I wish I had gotten the survey because I would have taken screenshots of the survey. Because there was questions like, if we got a player, a star player, would you pay this? If we got 2 star players, would you pay that? You know, stuff like that. It was kind of like, if we bring in another Messi type player, would you be willing to pay X number of dollars? And it's just, it is getting to that point where they are pricing out their fans. A lot of our people here in our chat may not be able to afford it, including you and me.
Right. And that's something that we're worried about because, you know, this is, that's going to affect our economy. We might go down from 4 tickets.
Well, my wife has already told me next year to go down. I pay for 2 tickets and she's told me just get 1. She enjoys going to the games and my brother moved. So, you know, he's not in Florida anymore. So, you know, that was this year. The intent was, oh, he's going to go to every game with me. We're going to have fun and all that kind of stuff. Well, he moved. And so my wife enjoys going, but not that much. Like she can skip. And her thought was, well, when Ed can't go, we'll buy one of Ed's tickets, like on a Wednesday game. So she would go every once in a while, right? That was her thinking. That would be good enough for her. So for next year, the plan is even at Chase Stadium, to go down to 1 ticket. But
we'll see how it all develops. But
Patrick brings up a good question. Is there any other player that would have the pull that Messi does? And that's a good question, because in here I also saw, you know, Tony Axe saying something like Griezmann or Neymar once Messi retires. Both very big names in the soccer world. Messi transcends the soccer world. Does Neymar and Griezmann? I think Neymar probably is a bigger name, maybe not a better player. You can argue that, but we have so many Brazilians down here. He might be a bigger attraction, but he's still not a Messi as far as publicity. Now, forget about quality of play and legend status and all that kind of stuff. You just want to hang your hat on a famous player so that you could charge a lot of money. I don't know. And Don Baer is saying Neymar and Modric. Modric is too old.
Man, Modric's too old.
He's too old. He's,
yeah. He could still play, but...
Here's an interesting thing. This is the kind of person we need to hear from, because Sports Shorts is young. He says in his school, everybody has a Neymar jersey. Okay.
Neymar might be the one.
He might be the one. Tank is saying, now here's where I'm talking about. Let's not argue about quality of play, because he's saying Neymar isn't even Suarez. Now, I think, Tank, you're probably talking about quality of play. I'm not sure, but that's my assumption. But just by publicity, advertising dollars, marketing, I think Neymar is a much bigger name than Suarez. No Messi.
Without Messi, but after that, who, Peter? I mean,
Kata Mbappe, says Mbappe. Yeah. Mbappe's a name I always throw out there because I enjoyed watching him so much in the World Cup. Because let's be honest, I don't watch him with PSG because I don't think PSG's on any. I don't think that league is on any of my channels that I have. I really enjoyed watching him in the World Cup. I mean, I see highlights of him, but I don't watch him on a regular basis.
But another player at that level, maybe Haaland.
Too soon, though, isn't it?
But yeah, he's too young. I don't see him coming down here for a while. I mean, unless we can make him, you know, some incredible offer that he can't refuse, but then the Saudi Arabia could do that.
True. But let's talk about for just a minute is like Inter Miami pricing out their fans. Does Inter Miami care about their fans? You know, Jorge Mas, you look, Ed, let's talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
Love letter you wrote to Jorge? I got to get up close. We got to get close. We got to have a fireside. We got to have a chat.
Okay.
Letter you wrote to Jorge Mas. This is the man that's going to rake us over the coals.
It was his birthday, and he was really nice to us.
Oh, my God. People, you should see this love letter that if you're not following Ed on Twitter, please do.
It's on my Twitter. It's on our X.
All right. Okay, whatever it is.
I was, just, thin dude, good stuff. But yeah, right now, lately,
It should have been, Jorge, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. You gave us a soccer team, and I appreciate that. But where's my MLS season pass?
Exactly. Right now, he's not in my, I'm not loving him too much.
I don't know. That love letter was a lot. But he's the one that's greenlighting this.
Done though, but yeah, lately he hasn't done anything. I mean, where's my picture with Messi?
All caps, one world saying, I liked his love letter, it was a nice pick, Ed.
My wife,
it was a nice pick because your wife was in it.
That's true,
right?
She's the cute one, not me. I got a face only a mother could love.
Don Bear says, Ed forgot to send Jorge Mas a kiss.
Oh, boy. I'm going to hear about it tomorrow, too.
Here's the thing is, like, I agree with your love letter to an extent in that if it wasn't for Mas, we wouldn't be having this argument. Right? We wouldn't be here having this argument. We might be doing a show, but it would be like the old blog talk show was and be talking about lower divisions.
Or like only three people listen to us and, you know.
Sure.
That's how it was,
Back in the day. Eric Thomas is saying, Peter Brown, so what you're trying to say is that Inter Miami business model isn't sustainable. You need local support. All American sports clubs do. Yeah, what I'm saying is they're pricing out that local support for sure. They're the people that are going to be able to afford the tickets are, you know, corporate people that are buying or people that are traveling in or people like right now. What's going to happen if they don't have another player lined up ready to go when Messi retires? If that very next season there is not another, if Neymar is not here in 25 or 26, stadium's going to be half full. Because look at all those Messi jerseys in that stadium. I think a good chunk of them are saying bye-bye.
Especially all the Messiahs people. They're bye-bye.
Oh, they're gone. They're gone. All those people selling those counterfeit shirts in the parking lot, they're gone too. Bye-bye. You know, which I kind of like those. But, you know, they're kind of fun. But, I do question the sustainability of this, of charging the people this kind of money. You know, I've talked about it before. We need to end the show, but I talked about it before that if the ticket prices get so out of hand. So now with this Apple deal, they keep promising Apple. There was some article, I didn't read it, but I saw a headline that they're promising some sort of amazing way of viewing the game with Apple and their Vision Pro. If the Vision Pro becomes cheaper than my season tickets, which is possible, because in that season, that Pro is $3,500, I'll be wearing that thing sitting on my couch watching a game and you know, enjoying it that way, you know. And I don't want that to happen because when I, you know, part of the fun of going to the game is turning to your friends, high-fiving your friends when you score, cheering and stuff like that. And I'm going to turn to wearing my VR headset and turn to high-five to nobody and look like a fool.
Yeah. Maybe they'll make like, you know, people next to you, you know, that you can high-five or something. But you won't be able to feel it.
Oh, but then that'll be even more ridiculous. It's just, I'm sitting there high-fiving a fake fan. You're going to watch me in real life just sitting there going, no.
Your wife will be like, my husband's nuts. Yep.
Oliver M says, Mr. Moss just wants Moss money.
More money. That's what he's saying.
And look, I've always said this, you know, it's a business and I understand making money. I understand prices increasing every year. I get it. This is a business. When we talk about buying and selling players, it's a business. Don't forget it. We fall in love with certain things. It's a business to them. But it's also like where you can't in any business outprice your customers.
Right.
And that's the danger that, okay, or okay, fine. You sold a lot of tickets, but it's all corporate people that bought them and they're not going because guess what? You don't have Messi anymore. So the stadium's half empty. That's there you go. Pablo problem. Says, I'll be high-fiving virtual Ed.
Pablo Golasso, yeah? Maybe they'll create a little animated thing of me that sometimes you get to see on this channel that I'll put up every so often. But, you know, maybe they'll have like a fake me high-fiving people.
Yeah. That's cool. Anyways, everybody, I wanted to kind of touch on that topic because I thought it was a good idea. Thanks to, Christopher Harris from the World Soccer Talk. If you're not, World Soccer Talk also has a really cool app. It's on Android and on iPhone. It's just called like soccer. Look up soccer. It's basically, it's a way to see what game is being played and on what channel. So it's like, if you're sitting there on Saturday morning and you're like, hey, are there any games on? And now, you know, there's so many different places you have to go to watch your games that you don't know where to look. You pull up his app, it'll tell you, oh, this is on Peacock or this is on that or this is that. So it's fast. Yeah. I did see one question. I do want to answer one question in the chat that I saw. I think it was Sport Shorts that asked it before, but asking, like, where do you watch the Champions Cup?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
Champions Cup is on FS2, Fox. It's on Fox. Problem is, if you're like me and Ed, you're a cord cutter. I don't have cable. So Fox is not on any of my streaming. And I've got almost every streaming service. The ones I don't pay for, though, for a lot of soccer fans like Fubo. But to me, Fubo is just like cable. It's basically you're paying for cable. And it's like $80 a month. But so it's not on Peacock. It's not on Paramount. It's not on Apple. It's not on all these others that I, Netflix, it's not on Max, it's not on any of these things that, that I have. What I did for me seemed to be the cheapest, because I'm not, some people will tell you, oh, I know all these links that you can watch it illegally. I don't roll like that. I like to do things on the up and up. I'm just not like that. You do you. I'm not judging, but I'm not doing that. And so I paid for 1 month of Sling. Sling was cheaper. So I had to buy Sling Blue with their sports package. And that, this month, it was like 50% off. So I had to pay like 20 something dollars, maybe. And so Sports Shorts, look, I can't search for it now. He's asking, he can't find the World Soccer Talk app. Go to their website. Go to their website. I'm sure they have a link for it there. He goes, Leonardo Pump says he watches for free. Like I said, I'm not going to judge you. If you have a free way of watching it, that's fine. I just don't roll that way. I don't like to do pirated things. It's just not me. He's a
buy the book.
I'm a buy the book kind of guy. Again, I'm not judging you. You do you. But that's just not what I'm going to do. So I paid for a month of Sling. And if they go further than a month, I'll pay for another month. I did that for the World Cup, because I think, if I remember, World Cup might have been on Fox something. It was on a channel I didn't have. So I had to pay for it on that as well. Anyways, I think that's it. There's so much more going on in here. People want us to keep talking now about Open Cup and things like that, because we're not playing in the Open Cup. That's a whole nother topic. We could talk about that next week, maybe. That's a whole nother show of drama and conversation.
Remind us tomorrow to talk about that.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Good promotion. Talk, if you speak Spanish and you want to talk about Open Cup, tomorrow at 8:30.
Football Miami TV ES. Go there right now and subscribe. Si hablas español, Football Miami TV ES en español. Mañana, 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. on the dot, because Peter Brown makes us do it at 8:30 p.m.
He's like, put his foot down. He's by the book, by golly.
Oh, here you go. Christopher Walsh, Christopher Harris. I know another Christopher, and his name is Walsh. He's saying Soccer TV Schedules app is the name. Thank you. I could not remember that. And here's the thing. I couldn't look on my phone because I use my phone for the video. Oh. But Christopher is in the chat. I like the app. It's look at the thing. It's a no-frills app. There's nothing fancy about it. It's a very simple app. But when you want to find a game, that's all you need. It's a simple app. You just look, scroll. You can even search by team or whatever. I use it. Like, I was up early in the morning, and actually I was kind of in between game times. I was up too late to watch some games, but it was still too early to watch other games, and I had to do yard work. But I still used the app to see if there was a game I could watch. So it's just a good tool. I use it. All right.
I think we covered everything, Peter Brown.
We covered as much as we have time for. We could go for another hour, but we got to save. We got to spend some time with the wives and things like that. My wife is leaving for Brazil in a few days. So Peter. Two and a half weeks. Just me and my daughter.
Oh boy.
Just hanging out, me and my daughter. All right, everybody, thanks so much for watching. Please, you know what to do. Like, share, and subscribe. And if you want to join in on what this current giveaway, join us on patreon.com/footballmiamitv. I'm going to give away a shirt. This shirt, not this exact one. I'm not going to give you away my sweaty shirt, but one that's not used, and a towel. So thanks, everybody, for watching, and tune in tomorrow to listen to Ed Speak Spanish. See you, everybody.